Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most powerful little details in drum and bass production, ghost notes, and specifically how to arrange them in Ableton Live 12 for that deep jungle atmosphere. Now, ghost notes are one of those things that can seem tiny on paper, but in context they make a massive difference. They're the difference between a loop that just repeats and a loop that feels alive, worn in, and breathing. In jungle and darker DNB, ghost notes do more than fill space. They create motion between the kick, the snare, and the break hits. They give the rhythm that haunted, rolling pressure that really sells the vibe. So the goal here is not just to add more drums. The goal is to make the groove feel human, dark, and deep, without getting messy. We're going to build a 174 BPM drum section, use ghost notes with intention, process them so they sit under the main groove, and then arrange them so they evolve over time. Let's get into it. First, set up a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic drum and bass pocket, and it gives you enough speed for those little details to really flicker and move. Create a drum rock on a MIDI track, and keep your layout simple. Load in a main kick, main snare, a closed hat, a ghost snare or rim, a break slice or two, and maybe a small perk tick or fully hit. A simple mapping could be kick on C1, snare on D1, ghost snare on D-sharp, a couple of break slices on F1 and F-sharp, hat on G1, and a small tick on A1. Don't overcomplicate the rack. In this kind of groove, the magic comes from placement, velocity, and processing, not from stuffing the kit with too many sounds. Now before we talk ghost notes, we need the backbone. Lock in the main groove first. In a basic one-bar DNB pattern, your snare should hit clearly on beats 2 and 4. That's the anchor. Then build a kick pattern that supports the pulse. A common starting point is kick on 1. Maybe the quieter kick or ghost kick on and after 1. Another kick around 3. And possibly a pickup before 4 depending on the phrasing. At this stage, keep the main snare full strength and clean. You want the backbeat to feel solid before you start adding all the subtle movement around it. If the core hits aren't strong, the ghost notes won't feel like shadows. They'll just feel like clutter. Now comes the fun part. Add ghost snares around the main backbeat. These are usually very low velocity hits, small rim taps, little snare fragments, or break residue that sit before or after the main snare. Try placing ghost notes just before beat 2, just after beat 2, somewhere between 2 and 3, then just before beat 4, and maybe a very light fill after 4 if the bar needs it. A good example might be a soft ghost snare just before the main snare on 2, another quiet rim or snare tail in the space after it, and then a similar setup leading into 4. That creates a tension release shape around the backbeat. That's a huge part of the jungle feel. It gives the rhythm a kind of haunted push and pull. Velocity matters a lot here. Main snares can sit up in the 95 to 127 range depending on the sample, while ghost notes might live around 15 to 45, sometimes even lower. If you're using a compressed break slice, a velocity of 25 can still feel strong enough. The point is hierarchy. In the MIDI editor, use the velocity lane to make the main hits obvious and the ghost hits genuinely subtle. If everything is loud, the groove stops breathing. Next, add ghost kick support carefully. Ghost kicks can be brilliant in jungle, but they can also destroy your low end if you're not disciplined. Use them for small lifts before the snare, for syncopation between the main kicks, or to create a drifting feeling under the pattern. A soft kick at the end of beat 1, a quiet pickup before 3, or an occasional lead into 4 can work really well, but choose the sound carefully. For ghost kicks, use something shorter, less sub-heavy, and a little more clicky or filtered. If needed, high-pass it with EQ8 so it's not fighting your main kick and sub. Often rolling off below 80 to 120 Hz is enough. The ghost kick should suggest motion, not steal the low-end focus. Now let's bring in a chopped break, because this is where the jungle identity really starts to land. A tiny break fragment behind your main drums can make the whole loop sound like it has history in it. You don't need a full amen loop blasting away. Even a few slices can give you that dusty, rolling texture. If you're working with Audino, slice the break to a drum rack and trigger only the useful fragments, tails, ghost snare bits, tiny hats, and little transitional hits. If you're using MIDI, program those slices as ghost layers and keep the note length short. Vary the velocities a bit so it doesn't feel machine-locked. The break should sound like atmosphere behind the groove, not like a second lead drum loop. Think dust, motion, and pressure. This is also where Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool becomes really useful. Ghost notes and chopped breaks come alive when they're not perfectly gridlocked. Pull a groove from a break or a template and apply it lightly to your ghost note clips. Start small. timing maybe around 10 to 25%, random around 5 to 12%, and velocity around 10 to 20% if needed. Use more groove on the ghost layers, break slices, and hats, and less on the main kick and snare. That way you keep the power but still get that human swing. Now we process the ghost notes so they sit deep in the mix. Usually, you want them audible but submerged, like they're happening just behind the main groove. A solid stock chain on the ghost layer could start with EQ8 high pass depending on the sound, maybe somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, and if there's harshness, make a small cut around 3 to 6 kHz. Then use drum bus with moderate drive, maybe 5 to 15%, just enough to add some weight and grime. After that, a little saturator with soft clip-on and a modest drive can help the ghost layer feel denser. If needed, a light compressor or glue compressor can keep things under control, but don't squash it too hard. Then add a short, dark reverb or hybrid reverb, with low wet amount, maybe 5 to 12%, so the ghosts feel like they're living in a room, not floating in a huge wash. For even more depth, send the ghost layer to a return with echo and hybrid reverb, filtered and dark. That creates a space behind the loop. It's a classic atmospheric jungle move. The echoes should smear slightly and sit low in the mix, just enough to make the drums feel like they're echoing through a tunnel or a warehouse. At this point, the groove might already feel good, but arrangement is where it becomes a real track. A static loop can work, but ghost notes really shine when they evolve over time. So start thinking in phrases. In bars 1 to 4, keep the ghost notes relatively sparse and dry. You're establishing the groove. In bars 5 to 8, add a few more pre-snare ghosts, maybe increase the break slice density a little, and open the ambience slightly. In bars 9 to 12, introduce more ghost detail, perhaps a subtle filter opening or an extra fill every 4 bars. Then in bars 13 to 16, intensify the ghost hits, push more into the delay and reverb sends, and add a small snare roll or chopped break lift into the next section. That kind of progression keeps the loop from feeling static. It gives the listener a sense that the beat is breathing and changing, even if the main backbone stays consistent. And here's a really important coaching point. Don't use ghost notes constantly. Silence is part of the rhythm. If every gap is filled, the pocket disappears. Sometimes the smartest move is to remove ghost notes strategically. Pull them back at the start of a new phrase, thin them out right before a drop, or strip them down during a transition. Then, when they come back, they feel bigger and more alive. This contrast is huge. A bar with fewer ghosts can make the next bar feel way more animated. You can also use subtraction as a transition trick. Remove one ghost snare, drop one break slice, or cut a hat ghost, then bring them back with a slightly altered pattern. That makes the arrangement feel intentional instead of looped. As you process and arrange, keep checking the low end and the phase relationship. Ghost notes can easily create low-mid buildup if you're not careful. Solo the kick, snare, and ghost layer together, and listen for anything masking the main snare transient. Check in mono with utility. Watch for buildup around 150 to 400 Hz with spectrum. If things get muddy, reduce the velocity, shorten the decay, lower the reverb, or cut some low mids around 200 to 350 Hz. One key mindset shift here: treat ghost notes like phrasing, not decoration. If the bass line gets busy, let the ghosts get simpler. If the bass holds longer, you can let the ghost texture open up more. In dark TNB, drums and bass should feel like a conversation. When the bass speaks, the ghosts can step back. When the bass leaves space, the ghosts can answer. That brings us to some advanced variation ideas. Try call and response ghosting. Program a short ghost phrase in bars 1 and 2, then answer it with a different phrase in bars 3 and 4. That gives the loop a conversational feel. Or try density ramps, where bars 1 and 2 are minimal, bar 3 gets busier, and bar 4 has a short burst leading into the downbeat. That works especially well before fills or drop returns. You can also alternate ghost characters. Swap between rim clicks, snare tails, break residue, muted toms, and little foley ticks every few bars. The rhythm can stay familiar while the ear hears change. If you want to get more adventurous, add a subtle polyrhythmic ghost layer, like a quiet three-hit phrase over four beats or a very soft off-grid shuffle. Keep it low in the mix. The goal is subconscious tension, not obvious complexity. Another great move is ghost note inversion. Take a familiar ghost phrase and move it from after the snare to before it, or shift it by a 16th note. That can instantly refresh the pocket without rewriting the whole groove. Tiny changes like that are often what make a drum loop feel custom and alive. For a heavier, darker jungle sound, use layered ghost rolls. One layer can handle rhythmic pull, another can provide texture, and a third can act as transition punctuation. For example, one dry, tight ghost snare can stay centered, while a wetter, filtered version sits behind it with delay and reverb, or send the ghost track into a parallel grind bus with roar or saturator, auto filter, drum bus, and maybe a touch of redux for extra grit. Blend that quietly underneath the dry signal and it can make the ghosts feel ancient, worn, and beautifully broken. You can also use reverb that moves instead of just washing out the drums. Automate the reverb send, decay, high cut, or pre-delay over the arrangement. A changing space often sounds more atmospheric than one giant static tail.